Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show, the end of the show, show.
Hi there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show Show, summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I'm Gregor. I host this morning program on the end, and if you didn't catch it today, here's a way to get caught up with all the dumb things I say. Hope you're doing all right. Hope things are going well for you. Wilford Brimley died. That sucks. I actually don't know if he was cool or not. I just assumed he was a cranky old guy because that's what he played all the time. But he was a cocoon actor, if you're old like me, and was also the face of Quaker Oats. Well, he died and seemed beloved based on the response that people gave him. I feel like he just developed the reputation for being the old cranky guy that says, diabetes. But then I found out that he leaned into it. Shoutouts to my buddy Sean, who sent me the tweet. His final tweet ever was in response to his own previous tweet. What would my wrestler name be? What would be my wrestler name? So his final tweet ever said, popular choices include Underquaker, Brimstone, like that, Kilford Brimley, excellent, and the Diabetes. He was like 85 years old. Ad Astra, buddy. We're not friends. I don't know why I said buddy. I'm not Canadian either. That's crazy. I have this like old memory of him, maybe on a TV show or something. Maybe it's the Quaker Oats guy. But then, yeah, the only thing that really sets with me is like, if you have diabetes. Poor guy, that sucks. In a little bit better news that's not death-related, for more than a week, we heard the stories and saw the social media posts worried for the fate of, I think I'm saying it right, Gia Fuda, the 18-year-old kid from Maple Valley who went missing. They found her car way up on, like, Highway 2. If you're a parent of that person, my God. It's one of the few feel-good stories of the last 4 months. Gia was found safe. I guess she ran out of gas and she was trying to go towards town and then took the shortcut, like every horror movie ever says not to do. Gia, what are you thinking? She got lost in the woods and having to survive on berries and creek water for more than a week. Creek for a week. I guess search and rescuers found her, malnourished, but seemingly well. The pictures make it look like she's okay. That's so crazy because usually those stories end a lot worse. And a quick note, if you know someone who works at a hospital, I guess Dick's tomorrow, Tuesday, the 4th of August. I guess they're doing free food for hospital workers if you can show your badge. That's dope. More about that on our Facebook page at 107.7 The End.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, more than 600 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and sadly 4 more fatalities. This is kind of crazy. The Rock has stepped up to spend the $15 million to acquire the XFL. The season was cut short when COVID-19 broke and everything got shut down. The league headed towards bankruptcy, saved by The Rock. Some would argue that's the second time he's saved Vince McMahon. Well, it looks like people are trying to boat their way up to Canada. Probably for the healthcare because the Tim Hortons is just not great. The border has been closed all summer, and that includes for boats, you adults. In other maritime news, Seattle Argosy Cruises will be closing the rest of the 2020 season. That includes some stuff later in the year, like the annual Christmas Ship Festival, along with their typical off-season cruises. So sad. They plan to be reopening in spring of 2021, should things improve. And real quick, the time is running out. Tomorrow, you have to have your ballots postmarked for primaries to get the candidates you want on November's ticket. The preferred way to get this done would be to drop it off in a drop box at this point, because the mail's real slow and you want to get your vote counted as soon as possible.
You just got news.
All right, so I'm Mr. Woodworker now. That's my whole identity. I don't really have any tools, but that's what I... There's some sort of irony to having to build a workbench. I don't have to build it. I could have bought one and assembled it. But there's something about having to build a workbench and not having a place to put the tools because you don't have a workbench. I set off on my journey yesterday, went and bought wood. That is a very... me just saying sir a lot to some guy who hates me at Home Depot or Lowe's or both. I went to both. I tried to avoid one of those two because of their political spending. But anyway, there's a kid that, like, he had to be like half my age that helped cut a giant piece of plywood for me. That's dope because I don't have a table saw. My neighbor let me borrow his miter saw. I'm just learning what all these terms are now. Started cutting wood pieces down. I'm going to build my own freaking wood bench. Workbench, yeah, so that way I can build other stuff. If you know anything about buying miter saws, could you please holler at me? Because I don't, and obviously I'm not. I've made it this far and I haven't done any woodworking, so I'm not going to get too into it. But if you know, like, this type sucks or that type's good or whatever, and it's not a fortune, let me know. Also, we found out, this is totally unrelated, but in things that I want to purchase that I can't afford, we found out today via email that our company would be maintaining remote workplaces until the end of the year. And I'm like, holy crap, I have a remote workplace. I'm going to have a lot more time for activities. But the first thing I want to do, this is TMI, if you want to skip ahead 2 minutes, that's fine. The first thing I'm going to do with this news is turn around and buy a bidet after a trip to Japan. And I'm just going to say this as directly as possible. After you've had your butthole tickled by a spray of water, warmed to the perfect temperature, instead of using toilet paper to wipe your butt, which feels barbaric at this point, it's incredible. Like, I never want to switch. My wife was like, no way. I'm not using that. I'm like, well, I want to get one. And she was like, okay, as long as I don't have to use it. I'm like, I can't make you use a bidet. I'm not going to be like, you use it now. Stop crying. Use the bidet. Like, who am I? She's actually much stronger and cooler and smarter than I am. So that's, you know, that's a thing. But anyway, she's like, as long as I don't have to use it, you do whatever you want. I'm like, cool. Because, man, if I'm going to be at home with my own potty, as we're telling our two-year-old, I'm going to be at home with my own can, might as well get the tickling going. Gross. I'm so sorry. Oh, boy. Quick, tell me something about TikTok.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah.
Social media powerhouse TikTok, run by the Chinese government and known for super sucking up your personal data, looks likely to be acquired in America by Microsoft, and as soon as next month. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg must be so bad, spying on us even better than Facebook does and doesn't get to buy it first. Do you think he calls the president to complain? I wanted to buy it.
It's time for NASA news.
After 2 months floating around doing science and slurping up food out of a bag, America's space dads, Bob and Doug, completed the mission of testing the new Crew Dragon capsule by SpaceX, returning for a safe splashdown in the Gulf of Mexico yesterday around lunchtime. Nearby moron boaters immediately rush to the published landing site to be terrible and interfere with the recovery operation, because how else are people going to know that you're awful if you don't post it on Instagram? And finally, thanks to the Seattle subreddit for sharing this bit of a buzz. It may be a little late for this year, but did you know that you can contact a state agency and they'll send you a packet of wildflower seeds to plant that'll help keep bees busy and buzzy? This is definitely different than those mystery packs of seeds that are randomly showing up in people's mailboxes. Do not plant those. Ooh, maybe the mystery seeds are what attract murder hornets. Remember them? Murder hornets? Yeah, that was only like 2 months ago. Feels like it could have been the late 90s.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I'm still pretty sorry about that comment. I mean, I hope your day's going great so far. Thanks for downloading and thanks for listening. I really appreciate it. Having fun doing this. Take it easy. Easy on the old b-hole.
This is the end of the show. 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 The end of the show.
All right, thanks.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.